Bava Metzia, Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Beis. This Mishnah will continue talking about appropriate and inappropriate selling practices. Hatagar, which is a merchant, notel mechamesh granos, he may purchase wholesale from five different granaries, v'nosein lesoch megura achas, and then put it into one granary, one place of storage, mechamesh gitos, and he can take from five different wine presses, v'nosein lesoch pitos echad, and put into one barrel. As long as he is not intentionally mixing some bad ones with some good ones, but taking from a general five different granaries for a tagar, for a person who's buying wholesale and selling retail, it's normal. There's the expectation that he would take from different places, as long as he's not trying to mislead in the practice of mixing bad with good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Yehuda says, "Lo yichalek hachenveni, a storekeeper who sells retail, should not divide or give out kloyos ve'egozim, the kloyos ve'egozim latinokos. He shouldn't give out what the equivalent for us would be candies. In those days, though, they gave out parched grain, which is sort of like corn nuts, ve'egozim and nuts." They give them out to children, that causes the children to come to his store and not to his competitors. So it's going to give him an unfair advantage. However, Chacham say it's mutter. He says, just like he does that method of trying to attract customers, the other stores can do the same. And therefore, that's considered appropriate competition. V'lo yifchos es hashar. The Tanakhama says that he's not supposed to lower the price below what's the norm in order to get people to come to his store. The Chachamim disagree, and they say not only is it permissible, but Zechor LaTov, we mention his name for good, because that's a positive thing. It helps everybody. The Mishnah continues, Lo Yavor es HaGrisin Divrei Abashol. Abashol said that if a person has Grisin, which are ground beans, if he has them, he should not lo yavo, he shouldn't do brera, he shouldn't remove the psoles, the chaff and the bad parts in order to raise the price. That's Abishol. He says, again, it's going to make his stuff look better, and he's going to be able to raise the price based on that, and they'll be overcharging. However, the Chachamim say that's permissible, because the purchaser is able to see and visually assess the increased value in the fact that somebody did the job of removing the negative stuff, removing the psoles, removing the poor stuff that needs to be removed. Umodim, however, the Chachamim agree, shall yavor al piha megura, that if you have a granary, you can't remove the negative stuff just that's on the top of the megura. She'eno elo kagonav es ayin. That's just to fool the eye. That's to steal from the person, because they expect that the whole thing has been purified, has had the removal of the negative stuff, and it really hasn't. It's only been on the surface. And the Mishnah concludes, Ein mefarkasin lo asa adam, v'lo asa behema, v'lo asa kelim. You shouldn't do a process called pirkus. Neither a person who might be being sold as a servant or as an animal or utensils either. And this pirkus is doing something that makes them look cosmetically better, but they really are not better. It's giving a very surface improvement, but not a true improvement, and it's misleading. Any type of situation where it's misleading is not going to be permissible.